This episode of the Columbia Basin Herald Studio Basin Podcast is brought to you by the Moses Lake Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber works to help businesses in and around Moses Lake flourish through networking opportunities, member-to-member savings for products and services, and connecting businesses with the resources they need to make Moses Lake a wonderful place to live, work, and play. For more information, visit moseslake.com or call the Chamber at 509-765-7888. Again, that's 509-765-7888. Hi, everybody. My name is Ian Bavona. I'm the sports reporter here with the Columbia Basin Herald. I'm joined by senior reporter extraordinaire, Cheryl Schweitzer, here in the studio on August 25th. Tonight's Friday. It's the last week before sports, so I'm really excited, but we'll get into sports a little bit later. Cheryl, we had a story on the cost of building the Samaritan Hospital going down.
The long-awaited construction of Samaritan Hospital has started. It's been what we might term a soap opera over the years. But the date is coming closer. We have a groundbreaking date, which will be October 6th. And construction, you should be able to see stuff happening on the site about the middle of September. The construction timeline has been moved up, and they have managed to cut about a month off the overall production or construction schedule, which means that the project should be wrapping up around the end of December 2025. And the other part of that was that because of some things that happened, and we don't need to get into what those are, it's all in the story that is in Thursday's Columbia Basin Herald. The cost of the project also went down a little bit over $2 million, $2.1 million. So what was going to cost about the total project cost right now is about $143.8 million, down from about $145.9. So that's good news for everybody involved with Samaritan Hospital, including the taxpayers who are footing part of the bill.
Did they say kind of what, did they mention why it dropped?
Sure. They did some things. They needed some, part of this project is funded by a loan from the federal government. They needed some approvals from the federal government. They needed some approvals from their loan partners for some of the money. All of that happened right about the same time. And because it happened the way it happened, that allowed the construction schedule to be pushed up, which allowed them to take advantage of, for one thing, it reduced the cost of oversight of the project, which meant you're not paying all those fees, those professional fees.
Nice little chunk of change.
And also they could order equipment more quickly, which meant the prices were a little bit lower. Because prices for stuff like that still very, very volatile, jumping around a lot. And this allowed them to take advantage of ordering it now and not wait.
Gotcha.
So that's all good stuff.
Absolutely. And then also this week we had the boil water advisory up in Ephrata.
City of Ephrata had a computer malfunction, which caused a whole chain reaction of events. The computer broke down. The that monitored the well levels, or not the well levels, the reservoir levels. The reservoirs got low. That caused the possibility of air and perhaps standing water in the system, which does not always, but can cause bacteria and other unfortunate things you don't want in your water to grow in your water. So while all of that was being straightened out in the end, all the testing they did came back okay. But in the meantime, people in Ephrata were asked to boil their water. That lasted through about Wednesday, I believe. Monday to Wednesday, just because they were trying to find out if the water was still good. It was more out of an abundance of caution than anything.
Yeah.
That's not always a bad thing.
Looking at one of the stories, I think it was only part of Ephrata, right?
Right.
I think it was all of
there was a, no, there's a certain section of Ephrata, I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but part of Ephrata was not affected by the boil water order.
That's what I thought. Just wanted to double check.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. And then finally we had a new graffiti ordinance
in the city of Moses Lake. Among other things, along with a proclamation about, I think it's Pediatric Cancer Month, passed a new graffiti ordinance that will require people to remove it more quickly from their property.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a fine of $25 if people don't, or a penalty fee, not a fine, of $25 if you don't clean up any graffiti on your property within 3 days. And interim city manager Kevin Fuhrer did say that the city will work with people to help them if they need it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to tamp down some of the problems that come with graffiti staying around for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we are.
All right, awesome.
Okay.
I think that's going to do it for our news segment.
News segment.
A quick one this week.
Yeah.
Going to move into sports.
We've all got a lot of places to go.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and
okay.
The fair wrapped up. We'll talk about the rodeo in a little bit. But,
okay.
Yeah,
the fair did wrap up.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday were much better weather than Monday, Tuesday,
yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Much cooler. The report that I saw from the sheriff's office had a few things, but most of them pretty minor.
Mm-hmm.
As far as disturbances of the peace.
Ah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. You want to hop into sports?
Yeah.
All right. The next segment of the Studio Basin podcast is brought to you by Sue's Gift Boutique at 212 West 3rd Avenue in Moses Lake. Stop by Sue's to explore a variety of items, including ladies' apparel, candles, hobo purses, items for infants, Ilse Jacobson shoes, and jewelry. Stop in and support a Columbia Basin business with local roots.
Okay, that brings us to our ace sports reporter, Ian Bovona.
And yeah, we were just talking about the rodeo, so I might as well start there.
Yeah, okay.
The Moses Lake Roundup happened Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Moses Lake at the fairgrounds in the rodeo arena. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
My third time going to a rodeo.
This is a terrible joke. I'm going to make it anyway. This was no longer your first rodeo.
No, it wasn't. My mom also made the same joke. But
great,
yeah.
Minds think alike, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really cool. Competitors from all around the world came here to Moses Lake for the rodeo. I was talking with the bull riding champion after Saturday night's performance. His name's Larry Mosley. He is from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He is 27 and he's been riding bulls professionally for 6 years. He said that there's always good money here in Moses Lake and in this area, in this Columbia River
mm-hmm.
circuit.
Right.
That brings out a lot of the competition from over on the East Coast, down south, up in Canada. And then there were a couple of competitors from like Australia.
In fact, that's one of the things that's probably surprising is the worldwide appeal of rodeo.
Yeah, that's something I never thought about before I moved here. But there, it really draws out everybody. And the crowd was awesome
mm-hmm.
all three nights. Everyone gets really into it. But yeah, it was really cool to see. We have a ton of photos on ColumbiaBasinHerald.com from the rodeo.
Really good ones, too.
Oh, thank you. I try. and then as well as results. And if you want to read more about Mosley and his performance at the rodeo on Saturday nights that helped him capture the title in the bull riding events, feel free to check that out.
All right.
Light sports week, but it's because we've been preparing for something coming up next week, which is
right.
our gridiron guard.
We are sort of in that period, because when I was driving into work this morning, I saw the Moses Lake cross-country team out on the road.
Yeah.
So we are in that preparation period, which one of the things that means for us is the gridiron guide. So,
yes.
Ian, take it away.
Yeah, so we have another football team this year, so it's going to be 11 teams featured in our gridiron guide.
Wow, all right.
Coming out on, by the time you hear this, probably on Wednesday, Wednesday, I forget the day. I think it's August 30th.
August 30th would be Wednesday.
Yeah, so...
But sometime August 30th or 31st of next week.
Yes.
And it will cover all of those teams.
It will cover all of those teams. ACH of Freda, Lynn Ritzville Sprague, MLCA, Moses Lake, Othello, Quincy, Royal, Waluke, Warden, and Soap Lake.
Okay. We should say MLCA is Moses Lake Christian Academy,
yes.
which is the new team.
Yes, they are. They're going to be playing 8-man football in 1B District 6. And, it's going to be awesome. So, take you a little bit through kind of what stories
okay.
you can prepare to see. I know you also
right.
have interviewed a couple, so maybe
I
you can
went
talk
to,
about
yes,
those
I went
if
to
you want.
Waluke, which is Manitowoc,
mm-hmm.
and to Quincy High Schools, both of which made big strides last year
mm-hmm.
and are hoping to make bigger strides this year. And I must say that the guys I've talked to on both teams have been really impressive
mm-hmm.
in terms of how they communicate, what they want to do, how they express themselves. I've really been impressed with the athletes that I've met.
That's awesome. That's good to see. We don't want to give away too much because
right.
We want you all to actually read the stories that come
right.
along with it. But if you're interested, ACH has a really big roster this year. They've got 31 kids, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to give them huge depth for next year. Freda, kind of the flip side of that, they're losing 20 seniors from last year.
Wow.
Okay. That helped get them to that state appearance. Kind of more on what's it going to take to fill those roles. LRS, they're hopeful to make a playoff push this year. Last year, they had an unfortunate ending that came down to a tiebreaker. They had to face Okanagan a lot earlier than they wanted
yeah.
to, is what their head coach said. That led to...
I think Okanagan was the state champion, too.
I can't remember. I know they at least made it to the semifinals.
Okay. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't off the top of my head either. Moses Lake, they've got a bunch of upperclassmen leadership. I think it's 50
wow.
seniors and juniors combined.
Okay.
Royal, going
is
for their
Royal.
Fourth state
yeah.
title. Yeah, they're just going to... see if they can keep winning, I guess.
How many state titles?
Four straight.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and I think it would be their 12th
Who
history.
Even can keep count?
Yeah. there's
very
a
new, impressive program at Royal.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a new head coach at Warden. He's from South Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just talked with him last night, actually. Great guy. His name's Dallin McLean.
Okay.
You can read all about him and kind of what he's bringing to the Warden
mm-hmm.
program. And then we're all, like I said earlier, we're also going to have stories on Moses Lake Christian Academy, Othello. Othello is just kind of how they're building off of last year's success, making it to the semifinals,
mm-hmm.
I believe it was. Or the quarterfinals.
Quarters, I think.
Stories on Soap Lake. And it's going to be a great
yeah.
issue. Gridiron Guys, one of my favorite things to put together.
Yeah.
I love football. So I'm looking
no,
forward to yeah.
I never would have guessed.
I'm looking forward to games getting started next Friday. Because then I don't have to plan my Fridays out for the next 3 months. So. But yeah, it's going
to
be great.
There's nothing more fun than high school sports, to be really
yeah.
honest.
All
there's
right.
a lot that goes on, and a lot of emotion, and a lot of...
Yeah, everyone's so
a lot
invested.
Of work.
Yeah.
yeah, a lot of work that goes into it by the kids, and that's good.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Awesome, I think that's kind of
okay,
the main...
Okay, that wraps it up for
gonna
us?
It's going to do it for sports this week.
Okay.
It's going to do it for us here in the studio
yeah.
this week.
Oh, Gridiron Guide and Best Of. If you are, Best Of is a chance to nominate businesses, individuals, organizations that you think are doing an exemplary job, and that nomination form is open on our website, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and also on our social media. So just go look for the Best Of tab. That will take you to the nomination thingamajig, and just go in there, pick out your favorites, give them a nod.
Mm-hmm.
The actual tab that we put out that goes with that comes out in December.
Mm-hmm. And I believe in the physical papers too, there's
right.
also like an ad.
There's an ad
there.
Shows you how to, what to do and
mm-hmm.
where to do it. So
absolutely.
All right.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I think that's
thank you
do
for
it.
Reminding me.
The Studio Basin Podcast is produced by the Columbia Basin Herald, a local newspaper serving Grant and Adams counties in Washington State. Our publisher is Clint Schroeder, and our regional general manager is Bob Richardson. Our managing editor is Rob Miller, and our reporting staff consists of senior reporter Cheryl Schweitzer. Thanks for joining me again this week's Cheryl.
Of course.
A staff writer and paginator Joel Martin, sports reporter Ian Bavona, that's me, and staff writer Gabriel Davis. The Columbia Basin Herald is published 5 days a week in print and online. The paper's website is www.columbiabasinherald.com. To provide feedback on the paper or the podcast, please email us at editor@columbiabasinherald.com. All right, y'all, thanks for joining us this week. And
we'll see you next week.
We will. For football season.
All right.